This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990, or email us at WCNO@WCNO.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God may be everywhere, but God is not manifesting everywhere. God's presence may be all-encompassing. He might be omnipresent, but his manifestation, the visible expression of who he is not manifesting everywhere all the time. Amen? But when praise or acknowledgement of who he is begins to get lifted up in the house, come on, God said, "I come and sit my throne right in the midst of all of that praise. I just begin to sit it right down in the middle of all of your worship and all of your praise. Hallowed be thy name. I'm right there." I'll be right there in the middle of it. That's why some of you ought to spend a little bit less time cussing when something goes wrong and a lot more time praising. Because when you cuss, you ain't inviting anybody into your situation but the one you don't want there. Because all the devil's going to do when he shows up with your situation is just agree with how bad it is. Nobody loves me. You're right. Nobody loves you. Everybody hates me. You're right. Everybody hates you. But if you begin to lift up, "Hallowed be thy name," then God shows up. And then you don't have to agree with what's going on with your situation. You begin to agree with what heaven says about your situation. And the blessing and the power and the favor of God begins to get released in your situation. Praise the Lord. Amen. God said, "I set my throne right in the midst of that kind of praise." Right in that. Listen. Remember when you used to go to church and it was called a call to worship or a call to an invocation? Remember that invocation? You go to a basketball game or you go to a sporting event, they have an invocation. Well, what are they invocating? An invocation means you're invoking something. You're invoking something. And when you begin to invoke the presence of God, it means that you're asking for the presence of God to show up. You invoke his name. You invoke his authority. Amen? So that means that when we come in here at 10 o'clock, you might have been broke, busted, and disgusted, and all your world going to hell in a handbasket. But when the praise started getting lifted up and you began to invoke his name, his presence showed up and began to reverse your situation. Come on, huh? That means that your week is not predicated on what you went through or all the hell that broke loose in your life or who it was that was with you or who was against you or who left you or who came to you. I'm invoking the presence of God over this situation, and the throne of God's going to show up in the middle of my life, and he's going to begin to speak a word into my life and decree. Come on, how many know when a queen sits on her throne, she don't sit on the throne to clip her toenails? Come on, somebody. The Queen of England don't go sit up on the throne and get the TV remote and just say, well, I'm going to watch on the widescreen from the throne. That's not what she does. If she's sitting on the throne, she's going to go there and issue a decree or a judgment about something. And Jesus, God said, Jesus, that when God, you begin to praise him and you begin to lift up his name, hallowed be thy name, you give him permission for the throne room of God to come down in your situation, and he begins to make decrees over your life. He begins to make judgments over your life that are for you and not against you, that will bless you, that will pull you up out of poverty. The healing power of God begins to release, cancer cells begin to dry up, people's minds begin to get straightened out. Come on, somebody, because the presence of the Lord begins to manifest in that. I wish somebody would just praise him. Go ahead and take a 10-second praise break. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. That's all you got? Come on, boy. Yeah, come on, somebody praise him. Know what to do with you today. I want to show you something real quick. Psalms 149, turn there with me, verse 5. 149, verse 5. Verse 5 says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God beware. Beware. Oh, let me hear it one more time. Where? Listen, you know what that means? All through the Bible, that same term is used. That means that you can't praise him in your heart. Please don't sit there on the pew and go, well, I'm just praising him in my heart. No. He said, let the praises of God be where? Help me one more time. Where? You say, well, that's just not me. I'm just the silent type. Here, let me help you today. If you ever going to break through into the next dimension of living, you better let some praises get in your mouth. Ask yourself this question. Is your life what you want it to be? Is it at where you want it to be at? Are the things manifesting the way that God put the dreams in your life to manifest? If not, maybe could it be that you just need to put a little bit more praise in your mouth and stop being so quiet? Could it be that you need to climb up on out of your shell a little bit and begin to lift up a praise? I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to get you somewhere. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm praising him in my heart. I'm dancing in my heart. No. And you say, well, Pastor, I'm old. I can't move that man. Well, if you can tap your toe, tap your toe. Right? Just get a little toe tap going. Holy Ghost can work with a toe tap.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete.
Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, a proud corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a 50-scene, old-fashioned diner that takes you back to the old days where you can enjoy a fresh burger, fries, and a malt, or a cheesesteak that you've been looking for but couldn't find. Every Thursday from 5:30 to 8 at Highway 55, you can see the cars of yesteryear. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, is located at 4007 Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Parr Drive. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries.
Lend me your voice, my Lord, when I have no words to speak. Lend me your heart, my God, when my heart finds no love to keep.
wanna let your feet take me where you want me to be. I only want to be your servant, Lord. Please lead. Lend me your eyes, my God, so I can see what needs to be done. Lend me your ears so I can hear the lost and lonely song, yeah. I wanna be the one that speaks your hope instead of fear. I wanna love everyone, everything that you bring near.
empty cross. See the risen Savior, victorious and strong. No one else above him, none is strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave. Glorious, my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Glorious, he stands above. See the living God.